I walked away from her, taking enough steps to free myself from her scent, like strawberry, sweat, and fear. I drew deep breaths into my lungs, reminding myself that I was a lot of things, but a rapist wasn't one of them. Well, I was also not a murderer until the devil on my shoulder told me to be one. And he was screaming for her.
Drugs?
She asked, pulling me out of my mania. The devilish thoughts fell to a whisper. Even though I was, in fact, on drugs, I took offense to her accusation. I walked over to her and fisted her hair in a rough grasp. You don't know me, I said through clenched teeth.
I know you're in a state of delirium,
she whispered against the tension on her scalp.
Your pupils are blown, and you have nystagmus.
What the fuck does that mean?
Your pupils are quivering, vibrating. Meth? Are you on meth?
She asked. Her analysis did nothing but piss me off. Fuck her. What did she know? Had she ever gone from having it all to living in a bedbug-infested motel? Did she know what it was like to hurt until drugs were the only escape from the hell burning around her? Doubtful. She was fucking beautiful, living in a nice house away from it all. I tugged at the ID on the pocket of her scrub top. She even had a great job. Vanessa Welch, RN.
I can help you,
she said. No one can help me, I said with a sneer. And it was true. Soon enough, I'd be hurting. Really fucking hurting. Once the drugs ran out, the devil on my shoulder would start to suffocate, and I'd crash like a motherfucker.